Good morning, 90-333-105. Now, looking after the ill people within our family, within our community, is something which is obviously hugely important. But sadly, hundreds of terminally ill people in Northern Ireland apparently are facing delays in personal independence payments, the PIP scheme, due to rules on eligibility that have been set by the Department of Communities Guidelines. Apparently, about 60 health and social care experts from across Northern Ireland want a change in the definition of terminal illness, which says currently excludes many legitimate claimants. I want to speak to one of the people behind this, Joan McEwen, who is from Marie Curie. Joan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Joan, just give us the background to where the dilemma lies and how you're hoping to resolve it.
Okay, well, as you've summarised there, the definition of terminal illness used in PIP is excluding many legitimate claimants. PIP has special rules for people with a terminal illness, and that allows them to basically get access far quicker to their payments than under the normal standard process, so that's within 2 weeks instead of the average 13 weeks. It also means that they get the higher rate of the daily living component, which is around £85 compared to the average £57, and they don't have to undergo an intrusive face-to-face assessment. But to be eligible, you need to have a diagnosis of life expectancy of 6 months or less. And we know that that excludes many people with a terminal illness because it's only really working for people with a predictable disease trajectory, like some types of cancer, because over 90% of PIP claims awarded under the special rules were for people with cancer, and cancer accounts for less than 30% of deaths in Northern Ireland. So many people with other terminal illnesses like motor neuron disease or chronic heart failure, dementia or COPD are missing out on that. And that's because it's very difficult for our doctors and clinicians to accurately predict life expectancy for these conditions with unpredictable disease trajectories.
So what are you hoping will happen now as head of policy at Marie Curie?
Well, the letter out today that has been signed by 60 medical experts calls for Northern Ireland to follow the approach in Scotland, where in April this year, the Scottish Government adopted a definition of terminal illness based on clinical judgment, not a time-bound estimation of life expectancy. So adopting a more humane definition of life expectancy here would allow more people with a terminal illness to access their payments faster and crucially have a better quality of life during the time they have left and avoid those long delays and intrusive assessments associated with the normal rules. So that's basically what we're calling for here. We're asking politicians, policy and decision makers and government and our clinicians to support this call.
I presume it isn't something that civil servants can sign off on. There's been plenty of controversy over civil servants trying to do their jobs. Are you waiting for an executive to come back, or do you have some hope that it may be acted upon without a government?
Well, with no sitting assembly in Northern Ireland, a change in the law in Westminster is probably the most realistic option for us to create this fairer PIP system for people here. And also that would obviously extend across the UK. So that's basically where we are at the moment with the Northern Ireland situation.
So you're hoping that from Westminster it will be imposed upon the Department of Communities here?
Well, we need to put pressure on Westminster, and collectively we're hoping for increased support. We also have Marie Curie in England and across the other nations as well calling for the same thing. So it's trying to gather momentum and support for this change. So yes, hopefully if we put pressure on Westminster, it will be a better result for all the nations in the UK.
It must be incredibly difficult for people who are facing a terminal illness when they have to battle for money as well.
Well, absolutely, and that's the point. There are so many things that someone with a terminal illness and their family and their carers have to contend with on a daily basis. know, their health and their quality of life is absolutely paramount. It's so important that we help people get the best quality of life they have in the time they have left. And the absolute last thing that they need and should have to worry about is having to battle for payments that they're entitled to.
Absolutely. Joan McEwen, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Joan McEwen, who's the head of policy at Marie Curie.